Alright, good morning everybody. We are in Hilchos Lashon Hara in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Klal Zayin Halacha Ches. Again, we're learning the Yisurim of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Many of these sound like a review because they are the mirror image of some of the Yisurim of saying Lashon Hara. So for instance, we've had an exception when we're talking Lashon Hara. If the person that you're speaking about it was an absolute Rasha, and everyone knows he's a Rasha, and it was the first time that he was a Rasha for a long time, then there's an exception. So similarly, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Kol Zeh Dibarnu, everything we've said until now, Bistam Ish Yisrael, regular Yid, about Mishazik Mikfar Balav Hachil Adam Rasha, but if this guy is already, you think we're undalid. We think we're on that land. Yes, I talked about a call yesterday, no? Okay. Avram corrects me, we're on that land. Who did that? We did. We did yesterday. Yeah, we did get on that land yesterday. We did get on that land. We did both. Again. If this person's already a chazaka, that he's a Rasha, not stam, a rumor here and there, but it's bevust. I mean, it's bevust. Everyone saw it. Whatever it is. And they should inspire some love, come upon him. He's already violated publicly, without any compunction at all. You know, a whole bunch of publicly known prohibitions, and everyone knows this. Guy's an adulterer, a murderer, a thief. I mean, yeah, the real deal. So alish kazeh muter lekabel lashon hara. A person like that, there, it's permissible to believe lashon hara. Vav v'mechad ba v'saper loy esinyanov. Now, let's say I have the following story. A guy comes, he's telling you what's going on. What's going on? How's life? How's business? How's your family? You know. So he starts talking, and all of a sudden, he starts saying something, and by the way, so me and the Yankel yesterday were taking a test, so the teacher left the questions on the before the 48P exam, so the office was open, he starts talking stam, and he starts getting, he says how he and someone else did something which was inappropriate. So then it's prohibited to believe what he's saying about the friend. It says about him, so okay, he's saying it right in front of you, right? He's saying it. And so he's saying it about himself. So then there's no prohibition to believe him when he says Lashon Hara himself. Interesting. However, what he says on his friend, that is absolutely awesome. Now, the future halacha Zion, you see, is a long halacha. We're not going to do it this morning. We did, but he's going to talk about, you know, just like again we talked about the heter of Ape Tlasa. Or a person that's believed can betray, and someone who has more belief than others, so that's going to be halacha zayin. Okay, so two small halachas right before Rosh Hashanah. Go ahead.